you guys. The happy couple. Quick, get in, get in. Wow, it's still so bad out there. Cats and dogs, am I right? Well, I'm really glad you took me up on my offer and decided to come over. What's the use of having a generator if I can't share it with my favorite neighbors? You know, buying that generator is the only smart thing that husband number two ever did for me. Or was that husband number three? Doesn't matter. Anyway, just leave your bags right there for now. I hope you're hungry. I whipped up a little dinner for us, and I'll show you where you'll be sleeping after we eat. Come on. And this is the guest room. Sorry it's a bit small. It was my ex's office, and I don't usually have many guests. Unfortunately, all it has is the day bed, and it's only big enough for one. But I'll let you two decide who takes it, okay? Oh, that's so sweet. Of course, hubby wants his dear wife to have the bed. Well, sweetie, there's a bathroom across the hall with a shower, and don't hesitate to let me know if you need anything at all, okay? My room is just at the other end. And you know what that means. You're taking the couch downstairs, mister. I'll get some blankets and pillows down there and set it up for you, and let you two say goodnight. It's no problem at all. Goodnight, you two. Aw, poor hubby. Still awake? I just thought I'd come check on you. Are you having trouble sleeping? Yeah, unfortunately that couch isn't the most comfortable place to sleep. Do you want me to get you another blanket or more pillows? Well, if there's nothing else I can get you, at least let me tuck you in. Oh, I insist. There we are. All nice and snug now. Isn't that better? Oh. Well, what's this? No wonder you're having such a hard time getting to sleep. Poor hubby. I'm sure your wife would normally take care of something like this. But she's all the way upstairs, soundly sleeping. That's right. Poor thing must have been tuckered out. Seems like she'll be out for hours and hours. And we wouldn't want to disturb her, would we? I didn't think so. But wouldn't I be such a bad host if I just left you all alone to toss and turn? This hard cock must be making you so uncomfortable. But what to do? Oh, I know. We can let your wife sleep. And I can take care of this for you. Maybe after you come, you'll sleep like a little baby. Oh, please. It's no trouble at all. After all, what are neighbors for? Oh, my hubby. So hard. I can practically feel you throbbing. No one could sleep like this. There you go. A little late night handy will have you right off to dreamland. Feels so good, doesn't it? I can see you biting your lip and your eyelids fluttering shut. My hand wrapped around this gorgeous cock, stroking it from base to tip. This is exactly what you needed, isn't it? Yes, exactly what you needed. Yes. Oh. Oh, shit. You startled me, sweetie. I thought you were asleep. Did you need something? Oh, yes, that room can get a bit chilly, especially in this weather. Well, there is a radiator to the right side of the bed. I'm kind of surprised you didn't see it, actually. yes, sweetie. There's a valve near the bottom. You just give that a turn and the room should warm right up in just a few minutes, okay? And there's an extra comforter in the trunk at the foot of the bed if you're still chilly after that. Aw, you're so sweet. And you're very welcome. Now have a good night. What's that? Oh. I just came downstairs to bring hubby an extra blanket. And then we got to talking a little, and he is so funny. I do so enjoy having company. But it really is so late. You go ahead and you turn that radiator on, okay? And I will be up in just a few minutes to check on you. Good night, sweetie. Well, that was a close one. Speaking of close, are you almost there, hubby? Did it turn you on knowing your wife was so close? Just at the top of those stairs, while I stroked this throbbing cock under the covers? You pervert. You enjoy getting jerked off and milked dry while I make small talk with your wife? Knowing that at any moment, with just a few more steps, she would see exactly what I'm doing to her husband. It made it feel so much better, didn't it? So dirty. So dangerous. You get off on the thrill. Don't you, hubby? I know you do. What was that? I can barely understand you with your teeth gritted like that. You need to come, don't you? Well, these are my best sheets, you know. 2400 thread count Egyptian cotton. I just can't have you making a mess all over them. As much fun as it would be giving your wife the dry cleaning bill. Maybe I'll just swallow it. I see I was right on time. You're starting to leak. It tastes so good, though. perfect dessert to that amazing dinner I made. Which your wife loved too. She was enjoying it so much. She didn't even notice I was rubbing your dick under the table. You were getting so hard, even through your jeans. My tongue feels much better, though. Don't you think? Pressed against that fun little spot right beneath the head. That spot that makes your whole body twitch. Yes, like that. You're ready to come down my throat, hubby. Don't spill a drop, okay? Quite the generous load. Well, you should have no trouble getting to sleep now, don't you think? I'll just head upstairs and check on the little lady for you. Good night, hubby. Oh, hey there. Look who's finally awake. Good morning, you. Did you sleep well? I know you were having some trouble with that. Well, that's wonderful to hear. Your darling wife and I are just having some coffee and catching up on some news. Storm damage was more severe than expected. They won't be able to get power restored to our little neighborhood until tomorrow at the earliest. I know. Such a shame. I've been trying to convince the missus to stay another night. Maybe you can sway her. Oh, trust me. You wouldn't be imposing at all. In fact, I would feel so much better knowing you two had a warm place to sleep tonight. Really, you'd be doing me the favor. Oh, yay. Then it's settled. You'll stay one more night. I'll go to the store so I can make y'all a nice dinner again. Oh, and this gives me an excuse to break out the good wine. Hubby. Still awake? I just wanted to say goodnight and tuck you in. Oh. Are you hard again? This poor cock just never lets you rest, does it? Well, of course I will. I live to be a good hostess, after all. I'll take care of it. But I think I can offer you something a little extra tonight, since you and your wife were so sweet to stay over again. That's right. I think I'll just sit in your lap and ride that pretty cock until you're nice
and tired, and you fall right to sleep. How does that sound, hubby? Oh, her? Don't worry. I stopped by her room, and she is dead to the world. Not surprising with the way she was throwing the wine back at dinner. I'd be surprised if she woke up before noon. But that gives us plenty of uninterrupted time together. Come on. Let's drop the charade, hubby. You know you've been waiting for this. I know I've been thinking about it all fucking day. Of course I'm not wearing panties. I need you inside of me as quickly as possible. Fuck. Fuck. You have no idea how dripping wet I've been all day. I'm thinking about this. About finally being able to fuck you. Yes. I had to carry on a conversation with your wife this morning. The whole time, all in the back of my head, all I could think about was your hot cum on the back of my tongue. It made me so fucking hot. I know she's tasted it. I know she swallowed it. Maybe you've even sprayed her tits with it and she licked her fingers clean. But she'll never know how much better it is when it's someone else's husband. How fucking good it is when it's wrong. And knowing, fuck, knowing I'd get the chance to come down here and do it again with her right upstairs. It was almost too much. I thought I'd soak through my panties. I thought she'd see it dripping down my legs right there in the kitchen. My pussy was throbbing for you. As your wife told me about your kitchen remodeling. Fuck. Oh, fuck, your dick is so perfect. Rubbing right against all the best spots. Don't you? Fuck, don't you dare fucking stop. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. Fuck me harder than you've ever fucked her. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Just like that. Fucking rail me. No. I don't fucking care. I don't care how loud I am. It feels too fucking good. Oh, fucking hell. Right there. Don't stop. Hold my hips and fuck me. Oh, I'm so close. I want you to come with me. Fuck, I want you to come inside me. Yes, I do. I want you to fill me. Fuck, you're come deep inside of me. Come in me, hubby. Come with me. Yes. Ow. Ow. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Sweetie, I thought you were asleep. We were just
I was... Oh, to hell with it. Do you want to join us? Good. Get over here, then. Mm.